Fred Film Radio. IIS, Israeli Film Festival, Sydney, Australia.
This is Christina Palmieri from Fred Film Radio from the Israeli Film Festival here in Sydney, and I'm with Richard Moore, the artistic director of the festival. Good evening, Richard.
Good evening. Good evening to you.
And welcome back to Fred.
Thank you. I love Fred.
Richard, let's talk about the opening night film that we have just seen. Mm. Fantastic film. I really, really enjoy. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, look, it's called Homeport, and it's based on real-life industrial war that happened at the port of Ashdod some time ago. It's basically a battle between the forces of privatization and the union who are controlling the port, as probably would have happened over many ports all over the world. It's very much a human drama. It's two very strong masculine roles right at the center, quite sensitive and powerful. I call it an industrial muscle drama. if I had to describe it,
yeah.
that's how I would describe it. But it's a film that came out just late last year. It was nominated for several Israeli awards, yeah. Their Academy Awards, and it's a film. You know, when you're opening a festival, you need to have something that that won't alienate people, that will bring people in, I think, with the power of the performances.
You need the bang.
And then we'll get them thinking as well, yeah. At the end. Because there are issues in there about industrialization versus privatization, family versus individual responsibilities.
Lots of layers. And great performances by the two leading actors.
They're very good. The two actors are very well known Israeli actors. They're very, very powerful roles. Yeah.
Well, fantastic. And Richard, let's talk about the film festival as a whole. This is the 14th edition.
Yes.
A very well-established film festival now.
Yes.
And it's growing every year. What's the focus of the festival for this year? Is there a specific focus?
Well, look, you're always dealing with what's out there in the market and what you can get out in the market. I mean, there's no real focus other than being able to showcase Israeli cinema in all its variety. But as a programmer, you're always looking for ways to curate films and organize films. So I've divided the program into various sections. One, just because they happen to be there. One of the sections is Women of Israel. There seem to be a number of very strong movies, both by female directors and also about female themes. Also underneath, of course, I'm a commercial animal, and I know that women are the ones who make the decisions about what films to go and see. So if I can persuade...
This is true.
It's true. It's absolutely true, because the men are just happy to sit in the cave and they don't give a damn. But they'll go if the woman takes them, or the women will come together. So there are a number of films that are grouped under Women of Israel that deal with female issues. There's always an interesting, as well as dealing with the new, like a film like Homeport, I'm very interested always in the programs that I'm designing in bringing a sense of the history, a sense of the old. And there's a wonderful actress called Ronit Elkabetz, who was Moroccan, who grew up in a religious family, who the New York Times described as Israel's Meryl Streep, and who died last year as a result of cancer.
I've heard of that.
Your listeners would have heard of her. She's been in many Israeli films, including The Band's Visit, in that wonderful...
It was fantastic, Little Jam.
Wonderful film. Yeah. In Get, the film about the liberation of women from the onerous demands of the Jewish divorce. To get divorced, you have to get the man to do a get.
Yeah.
She's in that. She's a fiery, passionate Moroccan woman. There are two films that have never been seen in Australia. One is called Late Marriage, and the other one is called Jaffa, after the town of Jaffa.
Yeah.
So they're both in for the first time. I mean,
it's a kind of a retrospective.
Sort of. I mean, a mini tribute.
Yeah, a tribute.
And the ones that people haven't seen, because there are lots of films. These days, it's so easy for people to get a hold of films.
Yeah.
So easy.
Yeah, too easy.
Yeah, far too easy. I mean, what is the reason to have a film festival anymore? Because you want to see it. You want to see something new. You want to see variety. But you also want to see it big. on the big screen. And these films have just been transferred from some devious format onto a digital cinema package, so you can see them for the first time in Australia. So, yeah.
Oh, that's a great choice.
Am I answering the question?
Absolutely. Well, what have you chosen for the closing night?
We don't have a closing night.
Well,
I think opening night is enough. Yeah, you know, there's drinks and there's food and there's all those types of things. There's a few special events.
Yeah.
One, the person who spoke, one of the speakers tonight, Brigadier General Gal Hirsch, who's been in various positions in the Israeli Defense Force since 1982 as a commander, as secret operations, all sorts of things, led the Israeli army into the Second Lebanese War. He's here as a special guest with his film about his life called War Story. It's a documentary about his life in the army.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. The Palestinians attempted to assassinate him by rolling a boulder on his car, almost killed him. He survived a year later. He just got out of hospital.
Resilience, by the way.
Oh, tough, yes. tough. And coming in such a guy who looks quite small.
And very gentle.
That's right, but underneath there's a fierceness. And I think you try and put a sense of occasion into a festival as well, these events like Gal Hirsch. But this year is the 100th, for example, another event. There's the 100th celebration of the fall of Be'er Sheva, which is in the south of Israel, at the end of the First World War. There was a famous battle, which basically was the end of the Ottoman Empire in what was known as Palestine. It was celebrated, and Australian troops were involved. It was celebrated in a famous Australian film called 40,000 Horsemen, which came out in 1940. It was a blockbuster, largely because people were in a war mood at 1939 and 1940. But it did very, very well. So it's almost next month is 100 years since that, what was called the last successful cavalry charge in history. So we're showing the film together with the great-great nephew of the man who led the charge, and he's also the grandson of the man who made the film. So you try and bring a sense of timing
and
sense of history
and connectedness.
Yeah, because the festival happens underneath an organization called ACE, A-I-C-E, which stands for Australian Israeli Cultural Exchange. It's interested in those forms of exchange. And that, the film about the Australians leading the charge to liberate Be'er Sheva in 1917, is a real way of making that connection.
Absolutely. It's a great idea in terms of putting together not only cinema, but also history and culture.
Well, that's right. You need to invent as many reasons as you can these days to persuade people to get off the couch and get off the mobile phone and go to a film festival. Even tonight, people are on their screens. I'm looking at them going, what are you doing? The opening of a film festival.
Richard, I know you're very busy tonight because it's the opening night, but I have one last question for you. You've been in this role as festival director, artistic director, for how many years now?
This is my third year.
Third year. What's the most challenging aspect when it comes to organize a film festival?
Oh, gosh, that's an almost impossible question. I mean, I think the first, the one is securing the content. Securing the content and designing it into a program that will appeal and connect to an audience. But that's only the very first step. And in securing that content, you have a lot of competitors. Our main competitor here in Australia, in the Israeli Festival, is the Jewish Film Festival, of all things. Yeah. Can you imagine? Yeah. The Jewish Film Festival is fighting with the Israeli Film Festival to get Israeli films. It's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
So the securing content is the first one, but then there's the, like we're doing now, it's the education of people about the program, the explaining it, telling people why, finding reasons for them to come and persuading them to come because we all live in an age where we're completely saturated. Tonight there's, 65 openings of film festivals or whatever around Sydney. It's crazy. Why are they here tonight? Yeah. So I think it's securing of content and then the education.
Yeah, which is a great purpose. Educating people is what really makes our current world a civilized place.
Yes.
Without education.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Thank you very much, Richard, for your time. All the best for this fantastic film festival, one of my favorite.
Good.
And this was Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio from the Israeli Film Festival in Sydney with Richard Moore, the artistic director.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.